You've already heard, and it's huge news, of course, that the White House is now going to delay the centerpiece of Obamacare, the employer mandate, to provide insurance for your employees if you have more than 50 of them, is now on hold. And they didn't want to go into the 2014 elections with Obamacare as a major issue. By the way, if you feel good about a law and you think it's doing well, normally you would want to run on that law. They are delaying it so they can run away from the law. But they don't want to change the law. They just want to delay the law. So we have kind of a game going on here. But that's not all of it. They're doing something else that will likely spike the price tag of Obamacare. Here's what I'm talking about. It was in the Wall Street Journal. The administration is now waiving a huge batch of its own prescriptions. In other words, they're now waiving people. They're having waivers in laws that they themselves passed. The Health and Human Services Department published a 606-page, quote, final rule, close quote. Now, when you do something on a Friday, it usually means you're trying to escape the news cycle. When you do it on a Friday during a holiday weekend, then you're definitely trying to lay low. And here is why. The federal government says it will no longer attempt to verify your eligibility for insurance subsidies. Instead, it would rely only on self-reporting, with minimal efforts to verify if the information that is provided is accurate or not. Now, let us do a quick rewind back to 2005, 2006, 2007, when you had all these mortgage companies out there making all these loans, and they would even advertise them as no income verification required. Remember those? Those were called liar loans, where you sat across the table from the mortgage lender and he says, "So you're employed?" "Yes, I am." "Really? What do you do?" "I'm a professional dog walker." "Oh, how much do you make?" "I make $120,000 a year." "Oh, okay. Very good." Now, in the real world of banking, you would need to verify where you worked with an employer name and an address and a contact. And then you would also have to fork over a W-2, which would verify your income on a legal document. But they started exempting those requirements. And as a consequence, a lot of people who couldn't qualify for a home loan got one. Or a lot of people who couldn't qualify for a refi because they wanted to buy a bunch of stuff got one of those. And when some of these loans started to go belly up, darn near took down the entire mortgage industry. Well, you would think once burned, twice a fool, that of course when it comes to a government program involving tens of millions of people, you would want to guarantee that someone is eligible before they could qualify for a subsidy. Instead, the Obama administration is going to take people at their word. They are literally repeating the standards of what used to be called liar loans. These are liar subsidies. These health exchanges will start dispensing benefits to people, quote, based on an applicant's attestation about his employment insurance status. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services is handing the exchanges, quote, temporarily expanded discretion to accept an attestation of projected annual household income without further verification, close quote. That's what the rule says. In other words, as the Wall Street Journal reported, anyone can receive subsidies tied to income without having to verify their income. This change has nothing to do with the employer mandate. HHS is now disowning eligibility quality control. They said pre-clearance is not feasible. Why isn't it feasible? Because, quote, operational barriers, close quote, and a large amount of systems development on both the state and federal side, which cannot occur in time for October 1st, 2013. So what they're saying is, we have no way of, we're so incompetent, we cannot verify whether you are eligible for subsidies under the exchange or not. So just tell us and we'll take your word on it. Can you believe this? The federal government says that they will develop a, quote, more robust verification process, close quote, someday, but they don't know when. So the result here is that starting in October, you could have millions of people signing up and getting subsidies who don't qualify for them. I'll give you an example. The earned income tax credit refunds, where people actually get money from the IRS rather than sending money to the IRS, they estimate, the Treasury Department itself, which oversees the IRS, estimates that between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 people who get money from the earned income tax credit are getting it fraudulently. Can you believe this? 20 to 25% of people are getting money back from the federal government under the earned income tax credit, according to their inspector general, fraudulently. If they have the same error rate for Obamacare subsidies, it would amount to $250 billion in improper payments in its first decade. And, you know, here we have Team Obama, the White House, and the people who put together this monstrosity saying that, well, if it's down on paper, it'll happen in the real world, and now we know it's not going to happen. And yet they're still saying that this is going to save money. I'll tell you, there's two things wrong with it. The first of it, and I would argue the least of it, is that a lot of money is going to be wasted. Here's the worst problem. Obama is corrupting the American people. When you invite people to cheat, you're helping to corrupt society. I mean, these liar loans, when people were able to get a loan or a home loan or a refi without verifying their employment or their income, that was a corrupting practice. It damaged the integrity not only of the home loan industry, but it damaged the integrity of society. It rewarded people for lying. Usually, people who lie are punished. With the liar loans that were available, not only was it not punished, it was rewarded. You're corrupting the country. You're corrupting society. And with these liar subsidies, where do you qualify for a subsidy under Obamacare? Your income has to be under, you know, such and such a rate. Yes, I qualify. So how much was your income? It was $22,000. Okay, we'll take your word on it. When you invite people to lie for an entitlement, you're corrupting them, you're corrupting the system, the program at question, and you're corrupting society. And, you know, the welfare state mentality on the political left does not understand this, or they don't care about it. But you look at areas of American society where you have widespread fraud, widespread cheating on entitlement programs and the like, and you see the effect it has on people's behavior. No, I don't want to work. Why should I work? Hands are always out. Someone else needs to pay for me. You're sponging off other people through the government, and yet you're claiming to be a victim. It's stuff like this, programs that operate like this, that weaken a country by withering its moral backbone. Let's go to Bill in Redmond. You're on with John Carlson. Bill, how are you?
I'm just fine. Hope you are, too.
All right.
Basically, I think this is going to be the easiest thing to qualify for. All they're going to do is show their food stamp card or whatever they call those things out to you, and that'll automatically qualify them.
EBT.
Or they will just hit the mailing list because they already know who's on food stamps. Just send them, hey, you're already qualified. You show up for whatever it is, and you're already on the list. I mean, it's already done. It's just, you know, they don't have to. Whatever they had to do to verify for a food stamp, they now qualify them for anything else.
Except they're not doing that.
Really? You're kidding.
Yeah. No, they are simply taking people's words on it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But I mean, if you ask them to verify it, that's all they're going to do.
And by the way, speaking of food stamps, it's very interesting. That same Department of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, that same department was concerned that not enough people were signing up for food stamps. Now, keep in mind, almost 50 million Americans collecting food stamps. Almost 50 million Americans in a nation of 300 million are on food stamps, or as they call the EBT card, electronic benefits card. The department was concerned that not enough people were signing up for food stamps that were eligible for them. So they actually sent employees out to encourage people to sign up for food stamps. And if they could wear them down, and they had a phrase for this, the phrase was called mountain pride. If they could wear down someone's mountain pride where they were resistant to taking charity and convince them, they would receive a reward. They would receive a bonus if they could talk people who didn't want to take food stamps, who were getting on without them, into dropping their resistance and taking the food stamps. That is the mentality of this government when it comes to food stamps and charity. They judge society by getting as many people as possible on those charities. So keep that in mind. That's the mentality that we are dealing with.